I'm going to tell a story about teaching, and I've been doing it for like 30 years. I've been teaching like little kids and big kids and old people and everything people for a very long time. So this was a time when I was teaching in San Francisco, and I had just arrived and didn't quite know, like, how in the hell do you make money and live in a place like San Francisco? So I went to this little posh school that was up in the Oakland Hills, and it was, like, so high up there that you felt like you'd entered heaven. It was like clouds and air and smart children and smart teachers, and it was really hardcore. So I went for an English job, and they, the headmaster, who was a very fierce Scottish man, said, you know, I cannot hire you. I can't do a Scottish accent, or I would try harder for English because you have no experience. And I thought, well, that makes sense. And he says, but I really want to hire you, so what would you like to teach? And I thought, wow, really? I could teach ancient Greek, and I can teach poetry. So he said, okay, you're hired. So I had a teeny-weeny little class of four students for ancient Greek and maybe six students for poetry, and it was kind of dreamy and lovely. And in addition to that, I had a after-school program doing creative stuff with really overachieving, just really full of beans kind of third graders. And there was one boy, because there always is one boy. Anyway, there was one boy, and his name was Isaac. And he was big and sort of, I guess, gross. and all of the girls hated Isaac, like, actively. So there was one little girl whom I hated named Abby. And Abby was a little snitch, and she was a little, like, even turned her mother in for smoking cigarettes. Like, my mother smoked cigarettes last night. Don't tell my father, because I'm gonna. Just a little bitch. So, of course, Abby was Isaac's partner at every turn. You know, I thought this is the best way. So Isaac was genius, like genius in this crazy sort of ugly, oversized boy body. A lot was going on. And I had asked them to make a little creative project. Nobody steal this idea because I still think I'm going to use it. But I said, how about a little makeup product? And he cut out Calvin Klein ads and then drew like a hideous monster face on the top of it and wrote Franken Klein underwear for ugly people. And I thought, you're genius. All right, so here's the actual story. So one day, Isaac is like third knuckle up into his nostril, and Abby's like, Miss Roberts, please tell Isaac to stop picking his nose. She wouldn't have said that. She said, Isaac's picking his nose. So I was sort of at liberty to think about how to deal with this. And I was not in the least the kind of person who would invade and tell someone what to do, because that's not who I am. So I got a box of tissues, and I approached Isaac from the side, and I said, Isaac, here's a tissue. And he said a phrase that my family continues to use and that my friends use and their children's friends use. He said, it's not that kind of booger.